Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming back, that's not an issue. It's just been so close and right there. How do you, even once you get past the emotion, how do you break
game
down and analyze?
It didn't surprise me at all, the game, mm-hmm. and how it went. And I was just begging for a chance to get back to where we were the year before with the ball.
Yeah.
And I thought we had that chance.
Mm-hmm.
And eerie the way the thing kind of matched up to the end between the 2 years. And I think we...
Do you feel this group has made progress, though? Have you seen
yes.
progress this year over the season?
It's a different group.
Yeah.
Different. And it'll have some differences, not in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have differences as we look to the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Dak, our quarterback, is the difference. And we, as it turns out, I probably thought that we would be a very even game, but that the big plays, turnover, would go our way. And to me, you had a game that the turnovers went the other way by one, and that showed up on everything.
Dak, the difference, given his turnovers, can you just clarify what you mean by that?
Well, I just mean that I've thought that we would win it because I've got such confidence in Dak. And I'll line up out there five times with like-kind situation. And if we've got him at quarterback, I'll take my chances. And so I'm just saying, give me that setup a year in advance, a month in advance, and give me him as the quarterback. And I feel very strongly that we will win.
We just need to smooth some things out there, address the turnovers.
No, my point is that you're asking me, I guess, is this, how do you feel about confidence there with Dak?
Mm-hmm.
It's just as strong, just as ever. I just, it's great to have him out there and great to have him in that spot. And that's, I'm not disappointed in any way of having him and having him for the future. I want to be in that same spot. That's 2 years in a row we've been here with these guys, and I'll take it again and again and again if they'll let me. We'll come out of here with something good out of this.
You know,
that's an edge. In other words, I haven't changed my mind. Tonight didn't change my mind about the edge with him.
You know how hard it is to get as far as you were 27 years ago? You've talked about how you don't have time to have a bad time. What, I know you said you're sick, but what are the emotions right now, wondering when you'll be able to get back to that?
When I look around in my life at a lot of the missing faces that aren't doing anything, they're gone. Or the missing faces that are doing something, but they're not in the NFL. I'm thrilled to have this face in the NFL. I'm blessed. And I'm disappointed as I can be, but I am in no way taking a chance on complaining about getting a chance to do this. I mean that. But this hurts. This really hurts. I thought really when we came back out the second half. I thought Dak was, you know, our offense could make some plays, get a turnover, get our share, and we'd be right in it. And, of course, as far as I'm concerned, the game just wasn't long enough. When you look at it. But I don't have a lot, I don't have a lot to change just right here about the way we played this game and strategy to beat them. From what I've saw, I don't have anything. And I saw major effort for the Vandresh and some of our defensive guys. And a couple of times they won a few matches, but a couple of times we got them. So we got to do what we wanted to do. We just didn't make a key play here, and it happened that way. And it's supposed to be like this. If we can get shots like this, my experience coming out here, the great one that we came out here with, they were the better team. But we got some good things happening, and so consequently. Tonight, they won it, and but in my mind, I'd rather come in here with a Dak. So they won it in spite of what I think. I've got to congratulate them.
How confident are you that you can build with the defense if you lose Dan Quinn?
Well, as you know, you'll have as many as a third of our team different faces.
Right.
And so if you answer, can we win if we don't have a coach, then of course you can win if you miss different individuals. And I'm not trying to dodge the bullet. But the system recognizes and rewards excellent coordinators and excellent coaches. And a lot of them, if that's what they want to do, go get a head job. And so you can't think that your life's over when you look ahead and think that you're not going to have the same people as coordinators or even coaches. And so that's if you look at my years in the NFL, they do come and go. They all leave.
And did you?
Closest thing to that was the one that left when I got here, Coach Landry, that didn't leave. But you get my point. I'm not trying to be cute. But especially when you have success, you know there's turnover. You guys know that better than I do. I'm disappointed. As I said last year, I would like to be right back here with the same hand, and the same opportunity with Dak as the quarterback, and go again.
And did you get a diagnosis on Tony Pollard?
I don't know the procedure to fix it, but it is significant and will need.
Did he break his ankle?
And will need some more. I don't know that. It could be broke, or it could be heavy sprain, a lot more than an ankle sprain. Now, I don't want to look at, but as to what type of treatment he'll have or what type if there's any surgery or not, I don't know that at this time.
Okay.
But it doesn't look good. It wouldn't look good, in my view, from what I do know, is he wouldn't have been available for the Super Bowl or the next game.
Yeah.
And that's what I know.
Thanks, Jerry.
Here we go.
What's up, Mike?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.